This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I am Glenda Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And I am Jamie Jennings out here in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to a recorded version of Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. We have some great shows for you this week, starting with my favorite Today's Special Guest musical episode, and Glenn and I are going to be back live next Monday. He's taking a vacation, and that means I get one too. So this is September 19th, 2011, episode 231, sponsored today by Omega Alpha. So good morning, Horse World.
Wildflowers in her hair. She can go anywhere on that Palomino mare. She's got Rocky Mountain ivory that she wears around her neck. And the Grateful Dead play a song in her head somewhere between cowboy and hippie. She's all about peace, love, horses, and me. She could end the war with just a smile. She can drive a tractor baling hay for miles and miles. She says in a sense grows right out of the ground. She believes in heaven and what goes around comes around. Somewhere between cowboy and hippie, she's all about peace, love, horses, and me. Doing that song that he sang about two books with different covers, but the pages are the same. As certain as a river in the spring, you seal a deal with a handshake. That's her philosophy. She can rope and ride, and she likes hanging out with me. She believes that love is the one thing that can't change anything. And she loves me, and that's the part that gets me. She's all about peace, love, horses, and me.
Woo! That is is Jared Rodgerson, and that is Peace, Love, and Horses. My God, I love that song. And I got to tell you a little bit about Jared before we bring him on, because he has been kind enough to join us today. Jared has written songs from a young age, but his pursuit of rodeo and education has always been in the forefront. In high school, he was active in the FFA, rode bareback and saddle broncs on the high school rodeo team, and went on to earn a bachelor's degree in zoology at Weber State in Ogden, Utah. And it was supported by rodeo and academic scholarships. And Jared also competed as a bareback rider at the College National Finals Rodeo and continued at a professional level, get this, while earning a master's degree in biology from the University of Nebraska, Omaha. I don't think he's we're qualified to talk to him, Glenn.
I think so, too. He's one of the most educated rodeo guys we've ever talked to.
I know. Well, he's got 17 years of rodeo under his belt, thousands of mountain horseback miles behind him, a diverse college education, and Jared is outfitted to deliver what he calls Western country music. It's obviously incredibly original. It's fantastic. And in 2008, Jared independently recorded and released his first single, Boomtown, before he had ever even performed publicly. So I would like to say hello to one of the best educated bronc riding musicians that, well, the only one I've ever known, but also the best one. And my first question just for Jared, how on earth, we've never met. How did you write a song about me? Peace, Love, and Horses is totally about me.
I walked into a horse tack shop not too long ago, and I walked in there, and they had tie-dyed roping bags and horse feed bags with peace signs on them, and I just knew I got that song right.
It's awesome. It is such a fantastic song, and it's one of the one that I listen to say, I want this guy on our show. And I had to track you down, and you were kind enough to come on. So let's start at the beginning, because I find your life so fascinating. Being a guy from a small town, and where did you grow up? Tell everybody about that.
I actually grew up, I live in Wyoming now, and I've lived here for a long time, but I grew up in a town called Riverton, Utah. And it was a pretty small town at the time. A lot of guys rodeoed. There was ranches around. We had horses growing up. Seems like I always ended up riding young horses. And, it was the kind of town where in high school I took classes like farm and ranch management. I remember dehorning cattle and shearing sheep and castrating pigs, in between third and fifth period.
You went to a school where FFA was a class.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And I noticed that too. I mean, when you were in the FFA, let's something about protecting our youth these days. You rode bareback and saddle bronc on your high school rodeo team.
It's kind of a shame more people aren't aware of the rodeo teams that exist in high schools throughout the country. Of course, I think the biggest three states at the time were California, Texas, and Utah, as far as high school rodeo goes. But yeah, they're quite common, but not always popular.
Well, I got to ask you though, coming from the guy's point of view here, we'll forget Jamie's here for a minute. Isn't it true that the only reason guys ride saddle broncs in high school is to get the girls? you notice he's not saying a word there. Yeah, silence is golden right there.
Because Glenn, you're totally off base.
Oh,
okay,
I am?
Saddle Bronx will not get the girls, but the way he strums that guitar, my God, they'll come a running from Montana.
Oh. You can see me blushing from over here.
I can. I love making a cowboy blush. It's one of my favorite things to do. So we want to talk to you about this, but first, if I may just gush on you just a little bit, I'm talking about having all the girls come a-running. Well, oh my God, you're like the cutest guy I've ever seen, aside from, my husband. So you're the cutest cowboy. You obviously have not taken a bullhorn to the face because you're adorable, but you have had some injuries, and we will get into those a little bit more. But I got to start the first question off, because all of my ladies that are listening right now and are going to see your picture are going to want to know, is Jared single?
Jared is off the market. Sorry, ladies. I'm a happily married guy.
Oh, that's it. Show's over.
Forget it. No, now we can just drool and realize what an unbelievably lucky wife you have. And that's great. And I'm definitely...
I'm definitely a lucky guy, for sure.
We're 5 minutes into this show, and Jared's going, already saying, why did I do
that? All right, well, then I don't have to flirt with you anymore for the entire show. So, so I want to talk a little bit about your music and your education, but let's go ahead and start with, you know, we talked about your high school rodeo career. Then you took that high school rodeo career and went to college on a rodeo scholarship?
I did. Did you even know you could do that?
No.
No.
Yeah.
I'm from Atlanta.
You can tell we're from the East.
You know, I'm real glad they had that college rodeo scholarship, because I probably wouldn't have went through college or had I started made it through college without it. That was really good incentive for me to keep studying and keep going at it. And of course then it seemed like I went to school forever after that. But it was pretty cool. I in high school I was right there at the top in the bareback riding. And my senior year, and then I ended up breaking my collarbone just before the finals, and I thought I had lost every opportunity to get a college rodeo scholarship. So I found the college that had the best rodeo team around, and I just actually think I had an FFA scholarship in there too to get through my first semester, and then and just kind of walked onto the team and ended up with a scholarship that carried me the rest of the way through. And so I was really fortunate for that.
And what did you go on to study?
Yeah, that took a long time to figure out. I ended up studying zoology and biology. My interest was in being outdoors and working with wildlife. You know, I spent time on horses, like all growing up and being outside and in the mountains. And so, you know, that was really my interest. I remember my high school counselors advised me not to go into that field because they said they weren't enough jobs, which sounded crazy to me because I figured I only needed one job. But I just kind of went for that.
So do you currently, because we're kind of getting to know you, do you currently work in the zoology or biology fields?
I do, actually. Yeah, I'm juggling all kinds of stuff, and I always have been. I do research on elk for the state of Wyoming right now too.
Okay, we had a lot of firsts with you. We've never met somebody that's so educated that's a bronc rider and a musician. Most musicians have dropped out of school in sixth grade, I've never met anybody that studies elk either, for that matter.
Well, thank you. I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, where do you want him to go with that? Because I've spent a lot of time up in Jackson Hole, and obviously they have a huge elk preserve up there. And a lot of the times you'll be riding out through Jackson and you'll come across elk with collars on. Now, are you involved in that area, or is that kind of what you do, the tracking? And so what is the job?
Yeah, in a nutshell, I'll just explain the fun stuff, I guess. I pretty much just catch elk all winter long when they're down low, and then I track them in the spring with those radio collars. You know, when we catch them, we put collars on them, we test them for diseases, and take a whole bunch of samples, and then we track them all spring and summer, and I get to do that mostly horseback, and then when we get those collars back, it gives us a whole bunch more data on where that elk has been and what it's been doing all year long.
Okay, that's like the coolest job ever. I thought our job was cool, but that is the coolest job ever, to be able to ride horses following the elk and tracking them in the beautiful countryside of Wyoming. Good Lord, that's fantastic. So to get back to the music, when do you find time to do that?
Well, you know, being outside... And, you know, I've got 17 years of rodeo experience to draw from, and then all of my experience being in the outdoors. I mean, every day is a song, really. And so just by living life, to the fullest, I guess, that gives me ideas for the songs. And once I start writing a song, they usually come pretty easy. And
did you come from a musical family, or was this something you picked up along the way?
No, yeah, I'm the only one, I guess. No one's ever rodeoed in my family. No one's ever played music in my family. I guess I'm weird.
When did you pick it up?
You know, I've always been into music my whole life. I started writing songs when I was just a little kid, and basically, I don't know, maybe all little kids do this, but you change the words to songs you already know. That's what I did, and then I think I played a little piano growing up, and then I actually didn't start playing guitar till I was a sophomore in college, and so I kind of started that late, and I don't know, I've never had really any guitar lessons. I think I had a classical guitar lesson or two, but that's about it. I guess I've just kind of picked it up along the way.
Well, listening to your music, it sounds, I mean, you sound like you've had a master's degree in music. With the way that these songs are put together and the quality of this music. And I read somewhere that you recorded your last CD in Nashville with some real serious Nashville recording artists.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Those guys were the best to work with out there. I was real nervous about going there and kind of intimidated just because I didn't have much musical training, but it was so great to work with those guys, and my fear left right away. Just down to earth people who know what they're doing.
And who were some of the ones
really
you worked with?
Well, you know, I had a couple of producers on the CD, and that's how I ended up in Nashville. One was a guy named Bren Hill, who was a Western songwriter. Probably a guy you ought to have on your show as well. His last CD was called Equine, and he records in Nashville. Yeah, really, really good stuff. And I approached him because of the style of music he writes was similar to the stuff I was interested in. And then it was co-produced also by a guy named Larry Beard in Nashville, who is pretty famous out there for what he does. He produces and he plays acoustic guitar and does other things. And then some of the musicians on the record are some of the people that you hear on playing on records on the top 40 charts every day. So they definitely know what they're doing.
Well, which of the songs that you gave us, was one of those recorded there in that session?
All of the songs were recorded in Nashville, yeah.
Which one can we play as an example? Which one do you think would be the best?
To play what?
Which one do you think we could play right now would be an example of what you did down there and would really represent well?
You know, all this talk we've had about rodeos reminds me of the song Addicted. Let's go to that one, I guess.
Right, I like that one too, by the way.
Love it.
My teachers tried to warn me, stay away from that powerful stuff. My dad said, son, if you get started, you won't ever be able to stop. Well, look at me now, I'm doing fine, I'm happy to admit. I don't believe that hype, you know I got a good life, but they say that I'm addicted. Addicted to driving down the road, riding Bronx and having fun. Addicted, well I'm really not, I could quit it anytime I want. Even if I was hooked on rodeo, at least I'm not addicted to liquor or drugs. Well, I could blow all my money and break all my bones, but I would never hurt anyone. I've always been the kind to be in control, I tell you that in my defense. Cause the kind of Bronx I've been drawn lately's got me questioning my common sense. Addiction's a form of weakness, I know that to be true. You're gonna pay for a habit, I pray I don't have it, just between me and you. Addicted to driving down the road, riding Bronx and having fun. Well, I'm really not, I could quit it anytime I want. Even if I was hooked on rodeo,
At least I'm not addicted to liquor or drugs. It's broken bones and bruises and self-induced abuses that'll never hurt anyone. Down to spend some more time at home. I buy my girl a diamond ring so she don't have to be alone. I ran into M. Richie the other day. I asked him if he guessed the itch. I said, it's 20 years since you've been on a bull. I guess you finally got it licked. Then his eyes went wild and he started to shake. He said, it hits him every spring. I said, thanks, Eb, you're not helping me any. Now I got a Hakadime ring. Addicted to driving down the road, riding Bronx and having fun. Addicted, well, I really thought that I could quit it anytime I want. Jonesing for a rodeo, might as well be liquor or drugs. Well, I could blow all my money and break all my bones, and I would never get enough. Well, I blew all my money, and that ain't fun, cause I just can't give it up.
And that is Addicted, Jared Rogerson. JaredRogerson.com is where you can find this music. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, and we are doing a special musical episode today. And I can't tell you enough, Jared, that, you know, listening to your music reminds me of Chris Ledoux.
Well, that's that makes me feel real good. He was definitely a huge influence on my life, on the musical style I have. And, boy, I don't think anyone will ever feel those shoes, but that's definitely a compliment.
So let's talk a little bit about your influences, because, I mean, Chris Ledoux has influenced many people, even, you know, Garth Brooks, to name one, if you've ever heard of that guy. So who would you say, you know, did you grow up listening to?
Definitely Chris Ledoux was number one. That's the music I've always gone back to. But I, you know, I listen to all kinds of different stuff. You know, George Strait, who doesn't listen to him? And different stuff, too. I think the first cassette tape I ever had was actually a Steve Earle tape. And I grew up listening to his stuff. Guitar Town, I think, was the first cassette tape I ever had. Listened to him ever since. Lucinda Williams, I like. Quite a while ago, I had a friend. I've had quite a diversity of friends too, and I had a friend introduce me to the Grateful Dead, even.
And, so you're a Deadhead too?
To listen to that. Well, you know, I mean, I definitely respect the music, and I kind of understand it, I think. So.
So you never got stoned at a Grateful Dead concert, though?
No, I never did. Okay,
Just checking.
I'm a closet dead.
Not that
head,
Jamie
I guess,
and I ever did either, for that matter.
So I'm going to
change. I'll
bet
you in my truck right now there was a yeah.
Well, I hear a little bit of Steve Earle in your voice, definitely. And I read too now, because you're going to think I'm making fun of you, but I'm not, because it is strangely music that I grew up listening to. And at my age now, I still rock out to some John Bon Jovi, baby.
Yeah, I admit it.
You're a big man.
Why not, you know? Why not just go all the way?
Throw it all out there. We only have tens of thousands of listeners, just letting you know that, Jared.
Did you know there's a song that John Bon Jovi recorded with Chris Ledoux?
No.
Really?
Bang a Drum, yeah. It was a song that John Bon Jovi wrote, I think. It might have been for the Young Guns soundtrack or something like that, but it was a duet with Chris Ledoux. No kidding.
I know that song because that album was in my John Bon Jovi collection, without a doubt. Hello. You had to have that. Wake up in the morning and I raise my weird head. Yeah, awesome. I love John Bon Jovi. I was really excited when I read you were influenced. Hey, but
Jamie,
I was asking
Jamie,
you what.
Does this sound familiar? Is this it?
No.
This is it. This is Bang a Drum with John Bon Jovi and Chris Ledoux.
Oh, awesome.
Anyway,
we can only place 20 seconds of it because we'll get sued, Jared. But when I saw that your influence was John Bon Jovi, and I was going to ask you about your influences, I knew you wouldn't tell me unless I prodded you. So that was kind of a backhanded question. Let's say a little bit about your CDs, because you've got a bunch of them that you have made. When did you make your first record? You were like, that's it. I got to record.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I was rodeoing pretty hard, but I always had music in the back of my mind. I've been writing songs and really wanted to pursue this, and I had a pretty good rodeo record at just the right time, and that really helped me persuade myself to take a different track, I guess.
You had nothing else to do at that moment?
Yeah. I had plenty going on, for sure, but... you know, it's something I've always wanted to do, and now I thought, you know, now's the time. And I'd never really played in front of anybody except for, you know, in my house and at the parties with friends. And so I just went and bought this little digital recorder and started recording stuff that I'd written. And then I decided, why don't I just make these on CDs and try to sell them? So I recorded my first CD a year after that injury, and it was just a single. And it was about the place I live in Wyoming. It was called Boomtown. And then I had a whole bunch more songs, and I thought, I got to just keep doing this. And I recorded another CD called Bad Hay. And that one, yeah.
Bad yeah. Hay?
It is, but it's the funny thing is, you know, the first probably 4 or 5 times people hear the song, they think the song is actually about hay. And then they realize it has nothing to do with hay. So, yeah, if that isn't complicated yet enough, you should check it out, too. But I recorded those all in my house, in a makeshift home studio, I guess.
So not only do we have a bronc riding, master's degree having singer-songwriter, he also uses hay as a metaphor. And Jared, what was hay the metaphor for? Because we don't have that song and we can't play it. So tell us a little bit about it since you described it.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, now that'll really put me on the spot, won't it?
It's a girl. It's about a girl.
See, now he wants to go back to the whole getting stoned at the Grateful Dead concert. That sounds better all of a sudden.
So you had an ex-girlfriend.
It's complicated, so it's definitely about a girl. You know, that crazy thing they call love, I guess. No, bad hay. I was actually driving down the road, hauling a load of hay, and I was at a point in my life where, and I think everybody has this at some point or another, they sort of feel not good enough, if they have a conscience at least, to have all the things that they've been given in life. And I was at a point like that in my life, and I happened to be hauling hay, and I realized I was paying a lot of money for this load of hay that I was hauling, and it wasn't even that good. And there was a lot of similarities between the way I was feeling and that load of hay that I was hauling. And anyways, just became a song.
God, that sounds like my first fiance. She could have been on the hay wagon in the back there.
Yeah, if I haven't arisen your curiosity enough, definitely should check it out. But it was a home recording. The production was pretty low, but I was pretty proud of those songs considering the circumstance.
So I gotta ask. So then you wrote the song Bad Hay, and then you went and you broke up with the Bad Hay, and then you played the song Bad Hay, and she heard it and she threw a drink in your face.
We should co-write. That's pretty good.
Because Bad Hay needs a follow-up. We got to have the follow-up on what happened when you broke up with the Bad Hay and then she found out about it.
Bad Hay Part 2. Worse, even worse hay.
The rebound.
Exactly. Even worse hay.
Even worse hay.
Oh, that's great. Well, hey, let's.
Did a good load of hay come after the bad load of hay?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I started writing happy love songs again. So. Okay.
Glenn, everybody knows that the second cutting is the best, okay?
Oh, well, man, I'm writing this stuff down.
How many bad puns can we get in one show?
Second cutting's always better. Jared, we are so writing together, my friend. I'm in the middle. We'll meet in Utah. I'm in Phoenix. We can meet there. We'll write a whole album. We'll become millionaires.
Oh, man.
Well, I do have a question for you along that lines. Your music is excellent. You're a good-looking guy. Why the hell aren't you big time at this point?
Well, we just need more people to hear the music. I hope that's it. You know, it's real tough breaking into this music, and I've just hitting it full throttle since I started. But I haven't been at it that long, and so
how long have you since the first album CD came out?
First CD came out in Bad Hay came out in 2010.
Oh, so this is really a year.
Yeah, I started playing quite a bit in 2010, and 2011 has quadrupled the number of shows I've been playing. Also, you know, I was doing solo shows. All of a sudden, I got a band now, and we've been touring throughout the West and playing stuff. So hopefully it's just a matter of the right people hearing the music.
Another year,
he won't be
talking to us, Jamie. He'll be
I know, we got him just in the nick of time.
Could we talk to him now?
Well, yeah, we need a follow-up episode is what we need.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
He won't call us back.
He won't call us back. No. Where did Just One of the Guys come from?
You know, I grew up in definitely a modern world, I guess. I was always taught that a girl can do anything a guy can, and probably better, and I truly do believe that. And but even though a woman may be able to do everything that a man can, it took me a long time to learn that she is also so much more than just that. You know, a girl's got emotional attributes that a guy could probably never have, even if he worked at trying to obtain them his whole life. And that's the lesson learned there, and that's where that song comes from, Just One of the Guys.
She pulls up in that old pickup, in her dusty cowgirl boots and her faded Wrangler jeans. She's just some cowgirl you've hung out with since she was 17. Now she's 33. She don't seem like the kind ever settle down. She's just riding on a natural mountain high. When she gets bucked off, she'll get up and shake it off. She's just one of the guys. Trust. Well, it's no disguise, don't believe those eyes. There's no such thing as a girl who's just one of the guys. If you find a girl like that, don't ever let her go. Friend, take my advice, don't ask me how I know. She's the perfect summer sunset if she ever lets it show. Trust me, I know. She can rope and ride with all of us. She's cold as ice if you lose her trust. guys don't believe those eyes. There's no such thing as a girl who's just one of the guys. There's no such thing as a girl who's just one of the guys. Well, she pulls up in that old pickup.
And that is Jared Rogerson, jaredrogerson.com. We're doing a special musical episode with Jared. You can find his music on CD Baby. You can find it at jaredrogerson.com. That one is Just One of the Guys.
Omega Alpha Pharmaceuticals creates only natural health products. Their scientists, guided by our friend Dr. Gordon Chang, formulate a wide variety of mainly herbal health products to address many equine health problems. They have dozens of products to help your horses in a number of areas, including energy, immunity, muscles, respiratory, and vitamins and minerals. Omega Alpha brings consumers the perfect marriage of nature and science. They specialize in natural formulations for enhancing equine health and performance. All of their products are made by Omega Alpha using the finest natural ingredients available. Look for their products at retailers nationwide or visit their website at omegaalpha.ca. That's omegaalpha.ca. And Jared, you have the degrees that if this musical thing doesn't work out, we'll introduce you to Dr. Chang and you can get a job with him.
I appreciate that connection. Thank you.
Oh, good. All right. No problem. Let me know.
doesn't really sitting in a laboratory with Dr. Chang does not sound nearly as appealing as riding horses through Wyoming following elk.
Yeah, right. So,
and I got to ask you, because you are touring right now and you have the full band, how do you do both?
You know, I've just always juggled so many things at once. I guess I'm used to it. Fortunately, my busiest time of the year doing the elk research is during the winter, and that's when the music is the slowest, and the opposite is true in the summer, so I can kind of have a lot more flexible schedule and go play music at different places, and it all just kind of works out right now. Hopefully, the music career gets more and more busy, though.
Oh, we hope so too. I've checked your touring dates a couple times to see if you're anywhere close to me. Not yet, but maybe it'll happen soon. Tell us about your band and who you're touring with.
Oh man, we've got it's a band, an all Wyoming band. We've got a pedal steel player, great drummer, Ben Evans, pedal steel with Doug Garrick. Lead guitarist Brian Henshin. We all live in different towns. Riley Bennett is the only guy that lives in the same town as me, and we all live over 100. The rest of us live 100 miles apart from each other at least. So it's practicing is definitely tough. I think we've most of our practices happen on stage.
Yeah, how many musicians do that though? I mean, my gosh,
when they're starting out.
So there's five of us right now.
Now, where are you guys? What are most of the types of places y'all are playing out at?
Oh, I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
I said, what type of places are y'all playing out at? Is it like the coffee houses, the honky tonks, arenas?
we do everything. I mean, I play, still do some solo sets. We played a duo a couple weeks ago down in Utah, opened for a great Nashville band, Due West. And then we do lots of stuff with the bands at rodeos. In fact, we played a concert at the College National Finals Rodeo in Casper, Wyoming, the only musical act for the whole deal, and it kicked off the week.
I bet you.
Which is pretty cool.
I bet you.
It's awesome.
He has been announced by the gentleman that hosts our Western radio show, Alan Moorhead, because he announced a bunch of the high school rodeos. So I bet he has announced you a time or two on your doing your thing.
Probably rodeoing too.
And I'm seeing you have a date coming up here that Jamie and I both want to visit you at, and you probably are getting an idea of what it is. It's on Labor Day, and it's the Matiste, I don't know how to say that word, Matiste. It's the Chocolatier Labor Day event.
Man, that's a cool little place right there, I'll tell you what.
So is it really a bunch of chocolate?
You know, I couldn't believe it when I got there, but yeah, you show up and it's like a coffee shop, but it's all chocolate.
Ugh.
And it's hot chocolate and all kinds of candy. And
I'm ready.
I think people bring bottles of wine and eat
as
chocolate this, and drink
as
wine
if his
and
music
to
isn't
music.
Sweet enough.
Yeah.
Oh God, Glenn, please.
You do have some, and I do notice a lot of rodeos here, which makes sense, obviously. That's kind of your home away from home.
Yeah, definitely. That keeps me going for sure. Yeah, we're going to the Utah State Fair and rodeo coming up as well, and I'll be singing the anthem at the PRCA rodeo there. And it's kind of funny thing, the last time I was at that rodeo, I was riding in it, and I was 79 points on an old NFR horse and ended up, you know, winning the high mark of the night. And I haven't been back since, so this will be kind of cool to be there in the arena singing that anthem. But that's
79 points is fantastic for a score. So your high point of the night, you leave, you don't look back, then now you're coming back with your guitar.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But the similarities between rodeo and music are astonishing. And so I'm really taking all those things that I learned as far as the business end of rodeo and the travel and all life's lessons learned through rodeo and applying them to music, and I think it's saving me some trouble. it's like a repeat. It's like I get to fix the mistakes I made before. It's pretty cool.
Well, I got to ask you, I'm a horse husband, so it's only fair that we switch this around and I ask you a little bit about your wife. Where did she come into the picture, and is she a horse girl?
You know, she is a horse girl, and the funny thing, we met in my hometown here at Pinedale, Wyoming, and she is from New York.
Stop.
And,
the city state?
Not the city. Okay. She's from the country. And when I met her and somehow for one of our first conversations, horses came up. I think one of the first times we went out, I guess our date was going for a ride in the mountains.
Oh my God. She wasn't sold after that. Hey baby, hop on this horse. Let's go for a ride. Now I got to ask you, what on earth was a girl from New York City doing in Pinedale, Wyoming?
Well, I guess, you know, they got a lot of trees in New York, and so she had studied forestry in college and then moved out west to do that kind of work. And
is that what she does now? Or is she in forestry now?
No, now she does backpack guiding now. It's kind of funny how things change. I didn't even know they had
backpack
guiding.
She's taking crazy city folk out on backpack trips?
Yeah, that...
I gotta ask.
And there's some songs there.
Is she a vegetarian?
She is not. No.
Oh no, darn
she,
it.
She actually hunts and everything. So.
Well, I was thinking peace, love, and horses had to be about her. And with peace, love, and horses, you have to have a vegetarian on board too.
I'll remember that when we make a video.
Well, yeah.
Lots of salads.
Oh my God. Well, let's talk a little bit about Honky Tonk Halos because I know it's kind of more upbeat song, and tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, this is a song that is one of two co-writes on the whole CD, and Bryn Hill, who I was telling you about, the co-producer, is a co-writer on this, and Nate Curry, who is a guy who's pretty much an unknown songwriter from Wyoming, but I bet he's going to be famous one day. He writes some real good songs. He came up with this idea and put this song together just for the CD. He heard I was going to Nashville and recording, so he brought this song forward. And this is one of those songs that it kind of gave me goosebumps and made my jaw drop when I started hearing it and kind of wishing that it was my idea, you know. It's one of those stories where, you know, you grow up in a small part of the country and you leave home to make your mark on the world. And, eventually it breaks you down and you realize everything you ever wanted was right back home where you began. That's kind of what this song means to me.
Living on white lines and asphalt. Time and strangers keep passing you by. Don't you know there's a place you can go to? Heaven's just beneath the Wyoming sky. And there's honky-tonk halos hanging on cowgirl angels. Storm clouds dancing on the open sky. Dusty roads that lead you down to blue water. It just might change that broke down look in your eye. You've been beat down, busted and broken. You've fallen on some real hard days. If you listen to the words I have spoken, you won't even have to pass away. There's honky-tonk halos hanging on cowgirl angels. Storm clouds dancing on the open sky. Dusty roads that lead you down to blue water. It just might change that broke down look in your eye. You've been in the saddle. I know that you feel all alone. We've all been down the road you have traveled. Maybe it's time that you came on home. To honky-tonk halos hanging on cowgirl angels. Storm clouds dancing on the open sky. Dusty roads that lead you down to blue water. It just might change that broke down look in your eye. Honky tonk halos hanging on cowgirl angels. Storm clouds dancing on the open sky. Dusty roads that lead you down to blue water. It just might change that broke down look in your eye.
All right, Jared. Jared Rogerson is our musical artist today. Jared, mark my words, that's going to be the song that's going to make you famous, my friend. That is a smash hit right there.
Oh, man, thank you a whole bunch. I really appreciate that.
If I was like a record person or something, I would sign you for that song. Of course, what I say doesn't really matter, so you're still going to have to do the work.
You know, seriously, I really appreciate you guys helping me spread the word here. And I think there's a lot of people out there that can really relate to this kind of music. And it's just a matter of giving them the chance to hear it.
Oh, without a doubt. I love that one. So obviously you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you today by Omega Alpha. But we got to let you know about our friends over at Pocket Stable. How do you keep track of your horse's information, like farrier visits and shots? Jared, do you have an iPhone? Are you a techie guy?
I do not have an iPhone, but I have a cell phone, and that's what I'm talking on right now.
Oh, well, here's what you're going to want to do. You're going to want to get an iPhone because, you know, where you go to keep your records of when your horse got the shots and when your horse got the last time the farrier came out and how much do they weigh. You can track all of this with an iPhone app called Pocket Stable. And, you know, if you are the kind of person that has post-it notes sticking up on your truck dashboard about when your horse needs to get trimmed next or vaccinated next or see the, you know, dentist, this keeps track of all of that. So you can find Pocket Stable in your app store or on your iPhone, and you can visit them at pocketstable.com. All that organization, only $3.99.
So Jared, you were telling us about your wife, but we have never gotten her name this entire time.
Jen is her name, Jennifer.
Okay, well, I can remember that. That's my wife's name, too. So I think we can remember that. Well, you're going to have to send me a picture of you two together so that I can put that in the show notes as well.
I can do that.
I'm all about making sure that the horsey spouse is represented. We need to be represented too.
We got married in December outside in Wyoming, which is kind of crazy. People asked what our plan B was, and we said ski goggles. It'd be pretty nasty, but we lucked out and had a real nice day, and then we rode horses around town, and there was snow everywhere.
Did you put little cans behind the horses on strings?
We didn't, but that would be a great idea. We probably could have won a video contest somewhere.
If you were riding thoroughbreds, it even would have been better.
Yeah, imagine the horse wrecks we could have had.
I assume quarter horse is your horse of choice. Sorry, Jamie, I was just... Is quarter horse your horse of choice?
Oh, myself? No. What do we have? We have I've got four horses right now. We've got two quarter horses, a Morgan and a Fox Trotter.
Oh, there's a combination.
Yeah, and they're all different colors, too. So I'm like a rainbow.
So you guys are newlyweds. Is that what I'm getting? This past December you got married?
No, it was a few years ago. I guess it's been a... I need to know this, don't I?
You better know. Oh, that's great.
There won't be another one, so we won't have to worry about that. She's not going to listen to this, right?
No, she's already the second cutting of Hagelin, and we decided that that was the best cut. Hello.
Yeah, third cuttings get really slim, and they're kind of iffy, so...
I resemble that remark, Glenn. I might be a third cutting, okay? Shut up. Third's even better. Suck it. Oh, my God. Well, we've definitely had a lot of fun with you. Where can people find your music, Jared?
Oh, go to jaredrogerson.com. You can check out my music. You can listen to it online there again. Read more about me. You can also go to CD Baby. And pretty much any iTunes, anywhere you can download music and buy it, that's where you'll find me.
Are you on Facebook?
I am. Jared Rogerson /music. Go there.
And I'm going to go add you right now. And I think everybody should, too, so they can keep up with you and find out when new CDs are coming out. Are you working on anything right now?
I am. I just started writing songs for the new CD coming up. So I'm getting real excited. I've spent a lot of time in the mountains the last few weeks, and that always is the time that inspires me to write. Sat around the campfire with a pen and paper and come up with some new stuff. So,
well, Jared, I have to ask you, do you mind if we add your songs into our rotation on the morning show?
Please do. I would hope that you would.
Okay, good. Yeah, we'll definitely do that. And, of course, we'll make sure every time we play that people know where they can go buy your music and... we've helped some others sell a few downloads here and there, so we hope that I'm sure that it'll be the same here. Once they look at your picture, all these girls who follow our show are going to be buying your music just because they want to see more of your pictures. Sorry, Jennifer.
How much How much is my mom paying you guys to boost myself esteem? This is good stuff.
We should have got her on. See, we blew that. We should have got Mom on the show here. Well, I thank you so much, Jared. This has been absolutely a joy. We're going to play. Everybody has to stay to the end of the show because we're going to close the show with a song called Ride My Horse More. And where did that come from?
You know, when I was getting ready to record this CD, I had a bunch of songs written, maybe 17 songs, but I wanted 12 for the CD, and 11 of them I was sure should go on there, and I was missing a 12th one, and I couldn't decide. And I was driving down to Bren Hill's house, who was helping me. He was producing the CD, and he lives about 4 hours south of me, and so I had to go through some urban areas before I got to his house. And no kidding, I was parked at a stoplight, and here come a guy. Traffic everywhere, and he was riding his horse, and he had a pack horse, and it was the strangest thing. And the more I looked at this guy, the more the way he was dressed, it occurred to me that he was commuting. He had to be. And so, you know, gas was, you know, approaching $5 a gallon, and just, you know, the stuff that all the stuff that goes with the city. I got the idea for this song from that experience. And, in fact, I started writing it that night, and, took it to Bren's house, and he liked it, and we finished it together, and that's where Ride My Horse comes from. This is for those that are, I guess, fighting to hang on to a way of life, and I always respect anyone that can come up with their own solution to any problem.
Now, Jared, I got to ask you a question before we play that. Is it your birthday?
It was my birthday yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. Happy birthday. That's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
I looked on Facebook and you did a little sneaky thing. You didn't tell us it was your birthday. So happy birthday. Hope 21 was really good for you, my friend.
Yeah, thank you.
Man, you got that master's degree in a hell of a hurry there, Jared.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I'm not 21 yet, so we'll get a beer when I turn 21, okay?
All right.
Well, thank you so much, Jared. Best of luck in your career. We hope to have you on again. I hope you'll join us again sometime.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us today. We hope you had as much fun as Jamie and I did. We'll be back again tomorrow with another show. We have recorded shows all week, and we'll be back again live next Monday. We have some more musical episodes for you. We have some fun best ofs. We just have a variety for you this week, so please tune in every day at 9 a.m. and on Horses in the Morning. And we will we'll talk to you again live next week. Thank you, Jamie.
Spay, neuter, and geld, my friends. Thank you so much, Jared. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
And this is Ride My Horse More.
City smoke in the air. You can't see it from anywhere. There's a million people driving around, going nowhere. Buildings grew all around me, but I still got a painted pony. Gonna give her a job, 'cause she's fat and bored. I'm gonna ride my horse more. Well, I love to drive my truck. The open road feels pretty good. But just because you can doesn't mean that you always should. And I can hardly breathe. Man, this is killing me. I'm gonna ride my horse more. Mother Nature, she's been beat up. I'd say she's been abused. Now even the ocean's black and blue. Gasoline just turns to haze, and my wallet's on empty anyways. Holding the reins is something I can afford, so I'm gonna ride my horse more. Well, I love to drive my truck. The open road feels pretty good. But just because you can doesn't mean that you always should. And I can hardly breathe. Man, this is killing me. I'm gonna ride my horse more. Everybody's got an answer for the problems of today. Well, you can find your own solution. As for me, I found my way. 'Cause I can hardly breathe. Man, this is killing me. I'm gonna ride my horse more.